KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school sports from last night, the girls' softball action last evening in the Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Shenandoah beat Sydney 11-2, Red Oak downing Abraham Lincoln 7-1. It was St. Albert over Lewis Central in 8 innings, 7-2, and Carroll beat Denison by a 6-3 final. In the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning topping Tri-Center 13-1. It was Missouri Valley over Fremont Mills 10-0, Riverside over Griswold 10-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Woodbine 4-1. Coon Rapids Baird topping Cam 11-5. West Harrison beat Boyer Valley 18-1. Also at the Orient Maxburg Girls Softball Tournament yesterday, Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 5-1. It was Lennox over Mormon Trail 15-0. Murray beat Diagonal 14-1. Melcher Dallas over East Union by a 12-2 final. In baseball action yesterday in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston defeating Red Oak 6-1. Lewis Central over St. Albert 5-1. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 14-8. St. Albert a winner over Fremont Mills by a final of 17-0. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW defeated Tri-Center 7-5. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 2-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Baird 9-2 over Cam. Woodbine defeating Exira EHK 2-0. West Harrison over Boyer Valley 11-1. Also last night in boys baseball, Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 21-3, and it was East Mills, a 13-4 winner over Orient Maxburg in baseball action. In Major League Baseball, from the National League, Jordan Yamamoto pitched 7 innings to win his Major League debut as the Marlins blasted the Cardinals 9-0 to end a 6-game losing streak. We had that game for you last night here on the radio. The rookie also earned an RBI with a squeeze bunt and limited St. Louis to 3 hits while throwing 95 pitches. Garrett Cooper hit a grand slam in the second inning and was a double shy of the cycle for the Fish. Elsewhere in the National League, the Chicago Cubs beat Colorado 10-1, Arizona downing Philadelphia 2-0, Atlanta beat Pittsburgh in the 11 innings, 8-7, San Francisco 4-2 winners over San Diego. In the American League, Brandon Dixon broke an 8th-inning tie with a sacrifice fly, and that sent the Tigers past the Royals by a final of 3-2. Those two teams will play tonight at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, first-ever Major League game in Omaha. Also in American League play yesterday, Oakland beat Tampa Bay 6-2, Boston over Texas 4-3, Toronto beat Baltimore 8-6, Seattle in 10 innings, 9-6 over Minnesota. In interleague play, Cincinnati topping Cleveland 7-2, Milwaukee beat Houston in 14 innings by a final of 6-3. We have baseball tonight for you here on the radio as the Cardinals open up a 4-game weekend series in the Big Apple. Cardinals playing the New York Mets this weekend. Game one is tonight. We'll have it for you. 5:15 is the pregame start time. 6:10 will be the first pitch. Cards-Mets live this evening here on the radio. The chief prosecutor in the Dominican Republic says the alleged gunman and 5 others have been detained in the shooting of former Red Sox star David Ortiz at a bar in the country on Sunday. Local authorities have provided no information about why a group of young men would try to kill their country's most beloved sports hero. 4 other suspects were also being pursued in the shooting, which witnesses said was carried out by 2 men on a motorcycle, assisted by 2 other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the shooting was offered 400,000 Dominican pesos, or about $7,800, to carry out that crime. Meanwhile, Ortiz's wife says her husband remains in intensive care and making good progress at a Boston hospital. Tiffany Ortiz added that the player known as Big Poppy was able to walk a few steps yesterday. In other baseball news, the Giants activated catcher Buster Posey off the 10-day injured list before Wednesday's game against the Padres. Posey missed 8 games with a right hamstring injury sustained in Baltimore on June 1st. The 6-time All-Star also was out for 6 games in May with concussion symptoms. Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton homered twice in a minor league rehab game with Class A Tampa on Wednesday. Stanton hasn't played for the Yanks since March 31st due to 3 separate injuries, 2 of them during rehab assignments. The Blue Jays have placed closer Ken Giles on the 10-day injured list with right elbow inflammation. Manager Charlie Montoyo expects Giles to serve the minimum time on the IL, while Joe Biagini serves as the closer. Well, St. Louis has reason to celebrate for the next few days after the Blues won the Stanley Cup for the first time since becoming an NHL franchise in 1967. Jordan Binnington stopped 32 shots, and the Blues took Game 7 of the final by defeating the Bruins 4-1 in Boston. Binnington made a host of outstanding saves, including a sprawling stop against Joakim Nordstrom in the crease, with St. Louis up 2-0 midway through the third period. Ryan O'Reilly put the Blues ahead 16-47 into the first period on an assist from Alex Pietrangelo, who doubled the lead with less than 8 seconds left in the opening period. O'Reilly led the Blues with 23 points in the postseason, and he received the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. He was the first player since Wayne Gretzky in 1985 to score in four straight Stanley Cup final games. St. Louis blew it open with goals by Braden Schenn and Zach Sanford about 4 minutes apart in the second half of the third period. Binnington's shutout bid ended when Matt Grilcic tallied with 2:10 remaining, but Blues fans still had a reason to play their new celebration song following the game. The Cup title caps a tremendous comeback to what began as a very disappointing season for St. Louis. The Blues fired head coach Mike Yao after 19 games and owned the league's worst point total the morning of January 3rd before coming within 1 point of capturing the Central Division title. St. Louis had never won a Stanley Cup final contest until Game 2 of the series. They dropped 13 in a row before picking up even a win in any of the games in the finals. The Bruins lost their last three home games to fall short in their bid for a seventh Stanley Cup in their first since 2011. Well, Kevin Durant has ended the suspense concerning the injury that he suffered during Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Monday. The Golden State Warriors All-Star forward has confirmed that he's undergone surgery for a ruptured right Achilles tendon. Durant got hurt about 2 minutes into the second quarter after scoring 11 points in just 12 minutes. Durant posted on social media Wednesday the severity of his injury. He was in action for the first time since suffering a strained right calf during Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Rockets. And a former head sailing coach at Stanford will avoid prison after he admitted to accepting bribes in the college admissions cheating scheme. John Vandemore apologized to his friends, family, and sailing team in Stanford during the sentencing hearing on Wednesday in Boston Federal Court. U.S. District Judge Sharia Zobel sentenced him to 1 day in prison, which he was deemed to have served. He'll pay a $10,000 fine and serve 2 years of supervised release, including 6 months of home confinement with electronic monitoring. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.